بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, yesterday was the amazing match, 20th Grand Slam victory. He is now on. And I quote from Roger Federer's tweet. He said, "I've always had the utmost respect for my friend Rafa as a person and as a champion. As my greatest rival over many years, I believe we have pushed each other to become better players. Therefore, it is a true honor for me to congratulate him on his 20th Grand Slam victory. It is especially amazing that he has now won Roland Garros an incredible 13 times, which is one of the greatest achievements in sport. I also congratulate his team because nobody can do this alone. I hope 20 is just another step on the continuing journey for both of us. Well done, Rafa. You deserve it." Somebody sent this quote to me, and they said, "One day you'll be telling your grandchildren you watched tennis in the era of Roger and Rafa." And now think about this. The reason I'm mentioning this today in the Fajr Reminder is because there is a quote in Arabic which says, "لِكُلِّ مُجْتَهِدْ نَصِيب," which means that everyone who makes the effort, every diligent person has a share. Every diligent person will get success. And of course, in Islam, we know this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said it, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأَلَّيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. Allah said that for a person is nothing more than what he has striven for, what he has worked for. Which means that if you work for something, you will get it. Now take this Rafael Nadal's victory. What does it actually mean? It takes 8 matches. To get into the final, you have to win 8 matches. So first of all, you play 8 matches to win, to get into the finals. And to win that final 13 times, he did that through his 20s and 30s. So, over 2 decades. And that also on a court with balls and in conditions totally different to those which people thought gave him an advantage. Now, this used to come in the summer. Court would be dry, dusty, ball would bounce, and Nadal was the champion of that bounce. But this year it came in October. Court was not dusty. It was kind of damp. And they changed the balls. They changed the balls because they said that those balls bounce too much. So effectively, a lot of people wrote off Rafael Nadal, and they said that, you know, this is the thing that gave him the advantage, which is the court, the conditions, the kind of ball, the bounce, you know, all of that has been taken away. So Rafael can't win. But he did. Conditions which were totally different to those which people thought gave him an advantage, and yet he won. And that is the effect of work. Now, the important thing is that it is something that we don't always want to accept, because work is trouble, right? I mean, work is trouble in the sense work is effort. And it's easier to make an excuse. It is easier to sit on the sideline and say, "Oh, but you know, this could not have happened and I couldn't have done it anyway," and so on. But those who work, they know what the benefit of work is. So very truly, لِكُلِّ مُجْتَهِدْ نَصِيب. What you get is a product of how hard you work, how smart you work, and how hard you work. both are important. One does not change from the other. Right now, yesterday I met another very dear friend of mine, actually the grandson of a very dear friend of mine, and he has started a new company where he's making all kinds of automotive accessories, doing a brilliant job, very creative. He is himself qualified in robotics and engineering. And what I was very impressed with was the dedication to quality and the effort that, you know, goes into what he was doing. And then again, so the same thing applies, which is li kulli mujtahid anasib. I remind myself and you that in the case of deen, as well as in the case of our lives, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the case of deen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even rewards effort. Now you might say, well, in life, effort is not rewarded, only results are rewarded, which to an extent is true. But what is actually true also is that the people who achieve the maximum, the people who get the best rewards and the greatest success, are the people who actually enjoy the effort. I think this is something that is important to keep in mind, that it is in the enjoyment of the effort that lies the secret of success. Because any effort, any great effort by definition will be painful, whether it is working out in a gym, whether it is learning a new language. You know, I mean, sometimes when you are in that, you tell yourself, am I mad or something? Why did I inflict this torture on myself? But we need to get out of that mindset. We need to get out of that mindset, because if you stay in that mindset of I am being tortured, you will give up. You will not be able to take that. But you will be able to succeed only if you break out of that mindset and you say, no, this is not torture. This is something which I am enjoying, right? Which is I am enjoying, and and not just sort of tell yourself, you know, in a way, sort of brainwashing yourself, but to truly see the enjoyment in the effort. I don't know of anybody who succeeds if they are not enjoying the journey. So enjoyment of the journey, enjoyment the effort is very clearly something that is critical to success as far as succeeding in our life goals is concerned. This is what I know from, you know, I mean, I always quote Muhammad Ali, Rahmatullah Ali, the boxer, who used to say that if someone tells me that going to the gym, he likes going to the gym, then I'll say that he's a liar, because nobody likes going to the gym. You go to the gym because unless you go to the gym, you will lose in the ring. You understand the reason for the effort, and you therefore you make the effort and you enjoy the effort because you know that you are doing something which is meaningful. I think this is what we learn from the I thought I would quote the example of this tennis because it's very fresh. But I think the same thing applies to practically everything else. That we must make intelligent effort and we must make it long enough to succeed. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعليه وصحبه اجمعين برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.